What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg Way here in the conference room. It's me, Greg. I just cut a promo on Jeff Jarrett that hopefully you'll see soon. I got Roger editing it over there, having a great time with it. And I thought, you know, hey, let's do a Greg Way in here. And then I said, well, Greg Way's been going up later than I like him to go. You saw that Fridays just went up today, and that's because, of course, Cool Greg deserves a life. So when I upload something late, it just is how it is. But you know, you'll always get the video from me. You know that. And I often go longer than the 5 minutes I promise, and yada, 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 yada. So I said, all right, cool. That one just went up, so I don't have comments for like new stuff. What should I talk about? And I said, hey, Raj, what should I talk about? And he said, why don't you talk about Jeff Jarrett and you? He's like, that seems like a lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff. And I said, okay, cool, I can do that. So we are, ladies and gentlemen, breaking kayfabe here. We are going to talk about the fact that Jeff Jarrett's fucking amazing and awesome. And can you believe he's so cool? So as I'm sure many of you saw, Jeff Jarrett hit me with a guitar last week on stream for when we were doing the WrestleQuest sponsored stream. And it was a great time and obviously a complete dream come true for me. I don't think there's anything here. It did cut my face. Oh, you can still see it there. It cut my face when it hit when he hit me with the guitar. We talked about this, I guess, on, I think, Kind of Funny Podcast afterwards. But, like, I got up and I had the blood running on my face or whatever. And then, like, as Nick said, he came in from whatever he was doing. He saw me with a paper towel covered in blood on my face and a huge grin. And he's like, I knew it. And he knew both that I would get hurt and that I would be having the best time. And so I went from there to dinner with Jen, Ben, and Goldfarb. We went over to Square Pie Guys to try out the new Kind of Funny pizza they're doing for Extra Life. You'll hear about that soon. And, you know, when I got there, Jen's like, your face. And I'm like, I know. It's just a scratch. It'll be fine. Don't worry. It's not. But I'm like, but if it did scar, how cool would that be for me to say I had a scar from Jeff Jarrett or whatever? Because you all know I'm a dork for wrestling and especially the people I grew up on. But then, of course, that night, Mega Cat, you know, delayed WrestleQuest. And I then came in to work the next day in a neck brace, which honestly is because of all y'all. When the clip of me getting hit with the guitar kind of went big, so many of you were like, Greg, if you come in with a neck brace, I'll do a Patreon post. Greg, you should wear a neck. And I was like, damn, that's a really good idea. And I didn't even think about it. So I stopped at CVS on the way to work on Tuesday of last week, grabbed the neck brace, came in, did Games Daily, cut the promo on Jeff and threw it on the ground. And I thought, that's all well and good. We've had a good time. This bit is over. And instead, what I got was a DM from Jeff Jarrett with his phone number. And he said, hey, I loved the promo. And so we started texting and talking. And he's like, do you want to keep doing stuff? And I'd be like, yeah, I would fucking love to keep doing stuff. And obviously, I think it benefits Double J, you know, because obviously he's working on WrestleQuest and promoting WrestleQuest. So, like, obviously, continuing to talk about WrestleQuest is one thing. But doing fun, stupid shit is another thing, right? And so he's like, well, it's your world, kind of like, you got ideas. I'm like, oh, I got millions of ideas. Don't worry about that. And so I texted him the next morning. I'm like, here's what I would do. Like, I would say, we do a million shows. Let's have you do like 6 or 7 break-ins where you just sit down in front of your camera, insult me, do this. I'm like, I can give you, you know, things to say if you need it in terms of like, you know, classic kind of funny things to make fun of me for. Do all these different things, yada, yada, and just send them to me. I'll give them to our editor. We'll edit them up and then we can just have them interrupt the things. And he's like, nah, I'd be better live. Do you mind if I call in live? I was like, oh my, yeah, that would be much better. Of course. I was like, I know you don't, but do you use a thing called Discord? And he's like, I've never heard of it. Then this is clutch. He said, but I'm willing to learn. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I can't tell you the amount of times we try to get a guest to use Discord or don't even try. We start to go into it and we're like, you know what? This is too complicated for the question. Like, you know, think of any Hollywood type. A great example of the American-born Chinese thing, right? We had 3 actors from that were spread across the world. What, it was Australia, Singapore, and Minnesota, I think, where everybody was. And then I'm in San Francisco. And it was like, we're going through PR. So it wasn't even worth hitting them up to be like, can they make Discord accounts? Can they download this program? Can we explain how the chat rooms and the hashtags? And it wasn't worth it. So for Jeff to be like, I don't know what Discord is, but I'm willing to learn was huge. And so like, you know, 30 minutes before he interrupted, what, PS I Love You, him and I got on Discord and he got it in no time, picked it right up and was set to go. And then, you know, now he calls me, texts me and like, what are this? And I'm like, well, there's this show this day. Do you want to do that? Blah, blah, blah. And him and I are just having fun yelling at each other, right? And so like, you know, today's my day to fire back. Obviously, he's gotten me twice on both PS I Love You last week and then today's Kind of Funny Games Daily, Monday, depending on when you're watching this, Monday the 14th. And so I just did my promo screaming back at him and throwing things back in his face from his past. We'll see how that one goes over. But, you know, obviously, as you all know, Kind of Funny is my dream. You all get me, you allow me to live it. I can't thank you enough for that and how amazing. Obviously, the ride has been so far, but the fact that, as I've talked about it before, right? Like, getting to work for WWE, do a WWE show, is literally a dream come true in the way that, like, that's something I dreamed about. I never thought would become a reality. I never thought I would actually see that. I never thought I'd be on WWE.com as a superstar. And so, you know, when I was feuding with JBL over the show on Twitter, or getting yelled at by Paul Heyman on Twitter, that was great. And now to have Jeff here and him be so down to play ball, it's just amazing. It's so much fun. You know, one of the things I think that I love the most is how many people in comments and stuff are like, oh my God, like, can Greg do this? Like, he works for WWE. Jeff works for AEW. And it's like, I think you all might think a little bit too much of the internet. If for many giant corporations, still no one is really caring about the internet. So me and Jeff jawing at each other on Twitter and having fun and making videos, interrupting shows, I don't think pops on WWE's radar. Not to mention that I'm an independent contractor and, like, they don't own me that way. I talked about this a little bit on Games Daily in terms of Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. So I would never work for a place that would say, you can't say this or you can't do this. And I mean, within reason, obviously. I think it's within reason if the contract was like, don't go on AEW. that would make sense, I think, seeing as how I, you know, have an ongoing WWE show and stuff like that. That's just respect, I think, for the business and the brand, and also the person you're dancing with, right? The company you're dancing with, which is me. But you're allowed to jaw and have fun on Twitter and in videos and wrestling games and all this stuff. Because, again, that's the other thing, too, is it's really about WrestleQuest and not AEW, even though I do throw that in his face in the promo that I just cut. But I'm having a great time out here, and I know you can see that. I know you can feel that. And I want to thank you again for all that. And I also want to say, you know, here in the land of breaking kayfabe, Jeff is just awesome. What a guy to work with. I'm having so much fun out here, and I'm excited to see where it goes next. You'll be along for the ride, of course, here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Thank you for your support and appreciation. Until next time, no, it's been my pleasure to serve you.